In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this coming Lenten season, on the Wednesdays, we are focusing on a general theme, right, that citizenship has its privileges. And we start out by seeing what happens with Jesus. He is baptized. He hears the voice from heaven. He sees a dove come down. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. All is well. Looks good. But then it says, the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. And there he was tempted for 40 days. Well, so much for citizenship having its privileges. If it means if being baptized, being called God's own son, means being driven into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, well, who needs that? Some privilege. And it says the wild beasts were there, also doing battle. So if that's what it's about, who really needs that? To be baptized into the family of God, to be having God's name laid upon us, right? Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If that means going out to do battle with the evil one, can't we get along without that? There's a real sense in which, in fact, once we are part of the family of God, that puts us in even more conflict with the evil one. It just multiplies it, right? Because now there is a marked enemy. We are marked with the sign of the cross, and that's sort of like the bullseye. Is that really what we want? In the first reading from Genesis, Noah and his family have been building this ark out in the middle of nowhere. Why would you need such a ship in order to sit on dry ground? And so the folks were busy with their work, but also busy giving them a hard time, you know, making fun of them. Why are you doing that? Shouldn't you be having the same kind of joy that we're having? Why are you messing around with this, building a ship? Because God has called us to do that. Some God, right? Well, it's going to rain. And they said, what's rain? From the scriptures, from the beginning up until now, it has never rained. God waters the earth with springs and a mist, but as far as rain, yeah. And so there's a demarcation between those who want to follow God and those who are so busy they just don't have time for such things. You know, they have important things to do, places to go, people to see. Of course, until it starts to rain, for 40 days and 40 nights, right? That's plenty, thank you very much. We know what rain is, but if it started raining for 40 days and 40 nights, we'd be getting a little nervous. Need a little sunshine, need a little help. But Noah and his family were on board the ark and were protected. 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus is tempted by the devil. A fullness, the whole thing. Right? It's kind of a symbolic number for having the full range of possibilities, the full range of temptations. And Jesus has to endure that in order that we might be freed from sin. See, he hits it head on, straight ahead. No dodging it, no avoiding it, no making up excuses, right? Which are all the things that we want to do. You know, when it comes to sin, maybe we can just kind of forget about it. When it comes to following God's path, maybe we can do that when we get around to it. When it comes to why am I doing this? Well, we have lots of excuses. You know, It's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault. But Jesus doesn't do any of those things. He goes straight at it, right? Faces it head on in order to destroy it. We are called to follow in his path, not to try to avoid, not to try to make up excuses, but to follow in his course, in his path, no matter what that might mean, no matter where it may go. And we know that it is a costly thing. Right? We'll be looking at the folks who have died because they were Christian. And we celebrate the fact that they died because they were Christian, because they stood for Christ no matter what the cost was. They weren't always perfect. They often failed. They were real people. But with Christ, there is a hope. There is a privilege in following him. And so we gather together for mutual strength. We gather together as the people of God in order to grow from one another. The Lutheran Confessions call that the mutual conversation and consolation of the saints. The mutual conversation and consolation of the saints. We gather together because we draw strength from one another. But it's not the strength of humans, it's the strength of God. We gather in his church, his own body, gathered together inside the ark, right, the nave of the church, the ark, in order to be saved by our Lord. One of our pyramids has a ship on the front as a way of reminding us that the church is the ship that carries us through the storms of life, and there are plenty of storms of life. Plenty of struggles that we face, some of our own doing, some of other people's doing, sometimes just the way life is. Plenty of storms, but we gather together in the church, in the ark, in order to be saved by him. Because there is no other means of salvation other than through Christ our Lord. All the other things that seem so important, all the other things that draw us away, all the other things that we can be involved in, none of them will match, right? The strength, the assurance that comes through Christ. And so St. Peter remembers that there were 8 people, Noah and his family, that were saved. The very same waters that destroyed were the waters that carried the ship. The baptismal waters that destroy death, the devil, sin, those very same ones are the ones that give us birth into the family of God. And so we offer him our praise and thanksgiving. And then it says in the scripture that after the time had passed, they left the ark, and they went out to do the very same things they were called to do all along. From the beginning, and now reinforced again, go be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. They are to move forward. Sometimes in life, we don't want to move forward. Either we have an attraction to the past, if only we could just hang on to that, or we feel a certain security where we are, let's just plop down right here and stay. Right? Being saved means being sent. It means going forward to do the things God has always said. He saves us in order that we may serve him. They go forward. And we are called to leave the past, called to leave where we are now, in order that we can serve him. But then, what else would his people want to do but to continue to serve the one who has blessed us so, who has saved us so? We confess our sin and hear words of forgiveness that we can be his people in a real world. not an imaginary world, not one that avoids whatever comes along. We face it straight on in sure and certain hope of the resurrection of Christ our Lord. This season, we do look once again. There are privileges of citizenship, not because we have earned anything, but because God has given everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has united us in the body of Christ. Our common identity finds expression and fulfillment as we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is.